Now, the rest of the story. Jill Donner leaned back in her favorite chair, gazing blindly into the distance of her mind, puzzled and pondering. A colleague was dead. She was fairly certain of that. Yet surely it had not happened the way she had been told. Jill had heard that the young actor had been on location in South America, had been shooting a picture with Bo Derek when he suddenly died of natural causes. But as an industry insider, screenwriter-producer Jill Donner knew where Bo Derek was, and she was not in South America, was not making a movie anywhere. Maybe Jill had written too many mystery plots, she thought. Perhaps she was intrigued by a twist that did not exist, but on the other hand, there just might be more to the story than even she had imagined. There was. This is the rest of the story. In the credits of television movies and television series such as Baywatch and Voyagers, The Incredible Hulk, and Magnum P.I., you have seen the name Jill Donner. She's been in the business many years. But not long ago, she became an amateur detective, became involved in a real-life mystery, that of the disappearance of a young actor. He'd been a new face in Hollywood, yet having recently completed his first major motion picture, he stood on the threshold of celebrity. As the movie's co-star, he had been scheduled to participate in the pre-release publicity, and yet suddenly, without explanation, he did not appear. And then the shocking news that he had died on location in South America. But had he? Well, Jill Donner began asking questions around town, until her probing turned up verifiable details that the cause of the actor's death had been massive hemorrhaging, that he had died bleeding from the mouth and bleeding in the brain, and nobody knew why. Jill Donner grew more determined to unearth an answer, and her personal investigation led her to a man named Robert Porec, P-O-R-E-C, who in a sworn affidavit described the following horrifying scene. This young actor was being dragged into a secluded barn by two large men carrying 3.5-foot axe handles. There were the sounds of a savage beating. There were the cries of the victim for a full 20 minutes. Now, this was not a scene from a motion picture. This is something that had actually happened, the witness swore. He had seen it with his own eyes. He had heard the screams with his own ears. The actor died of those injuries, it is alleged. And thus Jill Donner learned, thus ended the career and the life of someone she had never met. Because two men had become enraged over this actor's misbehavior. To teach him a lesson, according to sworn testimony, to teach him a lesson, his handlers beat him with axe handles. The brutal assault had taken place unknown to anybody on the movie set now. It had happened during the shooting of Clint Eastwood's Any Which Way You Can. The victim died 2 weeks after the movie was finished. You may have wondered whatever happened to Clint Eastwood's co-star, a lovable orangutan, an orangutan named Clyde. Well, now you know that he paid with his life for the theft of a single donut. And now you know the rest of the story.